Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has described flood damage in the central Queensland town of Claremont as heartbreaking. About 40 to 60 properties have been impacted after the region was hit with more than 200 millimetres of rain over 24 hours as ex-tropical cyclone Koji moved west. Meanwhile, in the northwest Queensland Shire of McKinlay, farmers are slowly regaining access to their paddocks as lingering floodwaters finally recede. Janine Fegan is the Mayor of McKinlay Shire Council. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for having me.
It's been 2 weeks since you last spoke to the program. Describe for me the impact that these floods have had on your community.
Oh, it's pretty significant and pretty horrendous for a lot of primary producers, graziers, the community. We went through this in 2019 and they said it was one in 100 or 1 in 500. I can't remember what they said now, but a lot of people were not expecting this. So to turn around and have to pick up again in the space of about 6 years is pretty disappointing and heart-wrenching for them.
What kind of damage have people been dealing with?
I think the main damage is the stock loss, you know, obviously fences, troughs, tanks, you know, that's a big impact as well. But, you know, we have a wet season every year and most property owners are prepared for that, you know, and then local businesses with road closures for extended period of time, you know, there's loss of business. There's the concern moving into the future of, you know, will our graziers be able to support the community because, you know, if they're sort of having to pick up the pieces again. So I'm going to say, yeah, that the loss of the livestock has probably been the biggest impact.
And what's the situation at the moment? Are the floodwaters receding now and what is the weather forecast looking like?
Yes, they have receded. We've had blue skies for about a week or 4 or 5 days now, so that's helped dry the country out a little bit. Waters have receded, but there's still a long way to go because a lot of these cattle were stuck in mud and they're still, you know, with black soil. It takes a long, long time for that to dry up. And so in that meantime, you know, cattle are weak. They're trying to walk through heavy soil. Some are perishing because where they were on dry land and where the waters have receded, but then they've got to try and get to the water now. So they're sort of the considerations that we all have to put in place. So it's going to be a long recovery process. And I think the other factor to know is that we're just in the start of our wet season. You know, there's still February and March. So there's that probably that anxiety of what's going to happen in the future. So, but I must say most people, the sunshine and being able to get around has lifted people's spirits, and especially the state and federal government's commitment to assisting really gives you that hope to say, right, I can keep going because there will be a future, hopefully, that we can get some cattle back in the place.
Janine Fegan is the Mayor of McKinlay Shire Council and she's giving us the latest update on the ongoing flood recovery in northwest Queensland. There has been some criticism of the flood gauges that are used in this area. Some graziers say multiple northwest Queensland gauges failed during the floods, which made it harder to save their cattle. What's your understanding of that situation?
Yeah, so as a council, we've always been involved with this process and there is quite big dollars from the federal government through the BOM to look at the gauges and cameras. And I think it's now time for action to actually make sure that this all gets sorted out, because even as a local council, not having cameras on the right road didn't allow us, made it difficult for us to plan which rivers were going, you know, which were rising, which were falling, where can we get stock in, you know, we were getting low on hay, we were getting low on avgas. And if you have that knowledge and you're not having to send council staff out, you know, to look at a rise and a fall, which could, you know, a creek could be 26 kilometres away, but in between there's little gullies that they couldn't cross. So having that knowledge and that insight does help for everyone, you know, and obviously the graziers knowing what's coming. So they can go to bed at night and think, okay, the river's only that high. I've got at least, you know, 2 days before this is coming through. Whereas when you don't know, you get more anxious, you don't sleep, you know, you're just there waiting till it happens.
So how do you think that problem needs to be addressed? Whose responsibility is it?
Oh, I think it's a combination, you know. I think, you know, as local councils talking to the state and the federal sort of policy advisors and decision makers, but I think it needs to start at the ground. And I'm very keen to see a working group in our McKinlay Shire that will then go into our Northwest Rock, which is all the shires, you know, that we sort of our neighbouring shires that get together for the regional organisation of councils. But start at the basics and say to each of these property owners, okay, there was a gauge there. Was that suitable or should it have had a camera? You know, get them on the ground to say, what have we got? What do we need? You know, the best solutions. But you can't be making a decision in Brisbane or Canberra as to where to put rain gauges, in my opinion.
Well, we hope those blue skies keep shining for you there as the community begins that recovery. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for talking with us, Jade.